Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome back to the Adam Evelyn podcast, episode 6, the podcast all about self-improvement, personal development, working on yourself and becoming the best possible version of yourself. So hopefully everyone is having a good day. I believe I'll probably be putting this out Saturday. So if you are, have a great Saturday. So the podcast is going to be about sort of, I put a post out and I put a tweet out at the beginning of the year and it was put your head down for the next 6 months, exercise regularly, eat for energy, drink water, consume education, motivation, prioritize sleep, read, listen to books, take action, spend time with loved ones and save. And I really sort of like, I believe in that, and I really think if you did those things compounded over a period of time, let's say 6 months, like I said, that you can really sort of change your life and really take sort of your life to wherever you want to take it. And like, 6 months is a short time frame to do that. And I think if you gave your, if you literally implemented those things into your life forever, you could like honestly take your life to wherever you want it. But what I'm going to do is break them all down and talk about them and then why I put them in there. And I've kind of been trying to like make sure I'm sticking to that through January, and so far I'm having a good January. I'm enjoying it. I wrote my goals down at the start of the year, and like, some of my goals were to like post so many videos on YouTube, post so many videos on Instagram. This is one of the reasons why I'm making content, because I really want to, like, fitness, health, nutrition, all these things have really put me in an amazing mindset, and I really enjoy life, and I really want to help people and help other people get the things that I've got through fitness, through personal development, through sort of all the steps, the habits that I do, and I want to help other people implement them in their life. And that's why I coach, that's why I know I coach sort of fitness, health, nutrition. But to be honest, like, everything all ties into one. Everything's connected. The way you sleep, the things that you eat, your stress levels, your hormones, your exercise, all these things, like your spiritualness, your relationships, your finances, everything. If you can really nail down sort of the basics and the things that I put down here, you can have a massive, massive impact in your life. So let's get into it. So number one, exercise regularly. So I always talk about exercising regularly, and I spoke about this on one of the previous podcasts. I really do think the true unlock to making exercise part of your routine is not only focusing on the physical aspect of it, so how it makes you look, but how it makes you feel. If you can really focus on how exercise makes you feel, how it like improves your energy, like makes you sleep better, improves your mood, brings your stress levels down, like you're working on your health, you're working on your body composition, it can give you more drive, it can give you more concentration, all these things that exercise can do. And like, when you do exercise, you release feel-good hormones that just make you feel good in general. So really trying to make exercise part of your routine. And this doesn't mean going to the gym and lifting weights 24/7. Like, exercise is subjective to each person, because each person is going to exercise in different ways. Like, if you're not used to exercising, you're not going to do the things that I'm going to be doing, but you could still go for a walk, you could still go play tennis with your friends, you could like maybe even go surfing. Anything that you enjoy that's going to get the heart rate up is going to make you feel good, it's going to be amazing for your health, and it definitely needs to be implemented into anyone's routine. I don't care who you are. If you're not finding some way to stay active and exercise, you're missing out. So you need to do it and implement it into your routine. So that's number one. So number two, eat for energy. So this is like a funny one, because a lot of people want to lose weight. That's just not there's not many people out there that are actually happy with the way that they look. If you ask someone, would they change something with the body, they would probably say yes. So when, and a lot of the time that yes is weight loss. So when I say eat for energy, people come to me with the goal of losing weight, and the thing that I always try and get them to do is first and foremost is get their energy up. It's hard to lose weight if you've got no energy. So the first thing that I always say, what we need to try and prioritize is get that energy up. If we can fill you up with a good, healthy, nutritious meal plan, this doesn't mean a meal plan that you're living off sort of just nothing. This means like getting good food in, not under eating, filling yourself up with good, healthy, nutritious food, getting that energy in. I call it the feel good feeling loop. You're getting energy in through your food, you're not eating like next to nothing, you're not eating celery sticks because you're eating good healthy food. So you're getting energy in through that food, you're putting that energy into working out, and then you're getting energized from working out, and you're just constantly, I call it the feel good feeling loop, because you're feeling good from eating the right food, eating enough food, and then feeling good from putting that energy from the food into working out. It's a feel good feeling loop. So when I say eating for energy, sometimes this can be like have a bit of contradiction to weight loss, because when you're trying to cut calories down, you're potentially going to cut your energy down. So it's finding that fine balance. If you are wanting to lose weight, making sure to eat good, healthy, nutritious food, making sure to get good carb sources in, complex carbs, simple carbs, getting a good mix of both, getting good fruit and veg in through your diet, getting good portions of protein, getting fiber in through your diet, all these things. Like a nutritious meal to me, like obviously not every single meal needs to be nutritious, but having a good source of protein, having a great carb source, sweet potato, rice, like vegetables is a good carb source as well, but also having some form of fruit and veg on there as well. And that to me is a good, healthy, nutritious meal. You are, like the saying, you are what you eat, like it's not actually true, but the food that you eat does have a direct result in your energy levels, in the way that you feel. Like it can even give you a sort of cognitive function. When you're eating better, you're thinking better as well, all these things. So eating for energy is massively important. If you want to achieve something, you have to make sure your energy levels are on point. And like I know sometimes, like when you watch motivational stuff, people say, oh, you need to work so hard that like you forgot when the last time you ate was. Well, that's not actually, in my opinion, the right thing to do. Food should be priority and number one. And if you're eating right, you're going to be feeling great. You're going to be really being able to put your energy into sort of wherever you want to put that energy in. So a big buzzword of the last 3 minutes of that conversation is energy. So drink water. So I cannot tell you how criminal it is that people do not drink enough water. The body's made up of 60-odd% water. If you're not hydrating it properly, you're gonna struggle like with a hell of a lot of things. Just like, even if you're not hydrated, you're not really gonna be thinking clearly. You're gonna potentially have headaches, like migraines, like all these things. The way you digest food, you might be bloating more because you're not digesting the food properly, because you need water to be able to do that. All these things that, and it's so simple to do. Like drinking water is so simple to do, and people don't do it, and it's criminal. Water doesn't even cost anything. You can drink, well, you've got to pay your council tax, but you can drink water from the tap, and people still don't do it. And the if you like, just prioritize drinking water. That's all I'm going to say. Right, next up, consume education / motivation. So I spoke about this quite a lot in the last podcast, so I'm not gonna, the previous one to the last one, I believe, I'm not gonna speak on it too much. But like I say, I've really been implementing this again in January this year, and my productivity levels have gone up another level because the things that I'm watching is giving me sort of motivation, it's giving me advice, it's giving me education, it's keeping me on the straight and narrow, it's stopping me from getting distracted too much. Like, for example, last year I was watching a lot of golf videos whilst I was working, and although I was enjoying watching them, I did really enjoy them because I got into a golf a little bit last year. This year, January, I've cut the golf videos out and I'm watching sort of like motivation people, like millionaires, billionaires, talking about sort of how they made it, talking about giving you advice, and then it puts me in a good mindset. So this is why I talk about consuming education and motivation, like the two things that really, you want to either educate yourself on how to get to where you want to get to, or motivate yourself to give you that fire, to give you that fire in the belly to go on and keep working hard, to keep working those late nights and like getting up early in the morning, even when sort of you probably want to turn your alarm off and go back to bed. So really trying to sort of, you don't have to completely cut out sort of watching Kardashians, or I tell you what, just Kardashians, she's probably in the other room, she'll probably hear me. But you don't have to completely cut out all those things, but just trying to consume something that's really good for your brain. Like I always say, what you put into your ears, it has a direct result on the outcomes of your life. Like that's the law of attraction, it's the law of vibrations. Whatever you're listening to, positivity attracts positivity. So listen to positive, motivating, educational things. Next up, we've got prioritized sleep. So I think I could do a full podcast on sleep, and that is definitely one that I'm going to do. But sleep has such a massive, massive knock-on effect to almost every aspect of your life. If you wake up in the morning, you've not slept very good, that's probably going to have a knock-on effect to sort of your energy levels for that day. It's probably going to have a knock-on effect to the way that you look at food. You're probably going to get more cravings. Your cortisol levels, the stress hormone is going to spike. You're probably going to be craving everything in sight. Probably going to be a little bit grumpy, your mood could be down, you're going to be a little bit tired, you might not sleep well, you're probably not going to have the energy to exercise, and then it's a spiral because you're not probably not going to sleep well the next day as well. So my main advice when it comes to sleeping is just trying to prioritise sleep, trying to cut out blue light an hour before bed, like trying to sort of take any stresses out of your life, deal with them throughout the day, exercise, drink water, eat good healthy food is going to help you sleep. Like I say, all these things really do link into each other, and that's why you've got to keep one eye on all of them, because if one of them's lacking a little bit, it's going to have a knock-on effect to all of them. So next up, we've got read, listen to books. So I actually just started listening to a new book today, and something happened which was absolutely crazy. So one of the things for me, I've always had this weird thing. If you put me in a stressful situation, I either crumble, which, but what I mean by a stressful situation, so one of my big fears is public speaking, or it used to be talking on a camera. It used to go one or two ways, and I could never ever understand why. Sometimes I'd be absolutely amazing and like my energy would just come out, and I'd like my charisma would come out, and then sometimes I'd just completely freeze. And this is something that stuck with me for a long, long time, and I've always wondered why that was the case, and I've always tried looking for the answers. I was on a walk today, I was listening to a book, and I found the answer. And like I've heard of the fight or flight syndrome before. It was actually in the book Chimp Paradox, which I do recommend. It's interesting, listen. But they're basically talking about the fight, flight or freeze syndrome. And I've heard about it before, but I've never really thought about it, that is what's happening when I'm actually sort of put in one of those situations, whether it be sort of like public speaking or talking on a camera. And that, like, I can feel it going through me. Like, I'm either freezing, I'm either wanting to run away, or I rise to it and fight. And that, like, it's kind of clicked for me today, listening to that book. So that's why it's so important to listen and read books, because you're literally taking education from people that have spent years and years and years and years either going through that to learn the lesson, or educating themselves on the lesson and giving you the information. So it's such a powerful tool to really progress your life in a fast way, taking what other people have learned over a short amount of time. Like, a book can cost you 5-6 quid, and you can listen to it whilst you're driving a car. Like, people who don't read and listen to books, which is what I do, I highly, highly recommend you do it. I have a massive, massive thank. I'm very grateful for listening to books and that I did it. So next up, we've got take action. So, excuse me. Tony Robbins, one of the best personal development people out there, always says, you've heard of the phrase, knowledge is power. Well, it's not true, because knowledge is just potential power. If you don't take action on the knowledge, it isn't anything. So action is power, not knowledge. And it hit home to me that when I listened to that and I heard that, and I was like, wow, what an incredible thing, because it's so true. Knowledge is just potential power. You can have the knowledge in the head, in your head. You can have the knowledge in your head, sorry. And if you don't do anything with it, you're not going to get anything from it. So action is power. And you could listen to this podcast today, and if you take anything from it, make sure you take action on it. Because if you don't, it's not gonna stay in your head forever. You're gonna forget it. So action is power, not knowledge. Knowledge is potential power. Tony Robbins. If you don't know who Tony Robbins is, highly recommend looking into him. And next one, spend time with loved ones. Something that I need to do more of. I've probably been a bit guilty of not seeing loved ones enough over the past year or so. And one of the reasons I put that on there is because I want to make sure I see my loved ones as much as possible. And like, I've probably been guilty a little bit over the past year or so of maybe playing Xbox instead of maybe going through and seeing my parents, or playing Xbox maybe instead of ringing my grandmas or granddad. And that's something that I want to do a lot more of, because I think it's very grounding to do that. And it's like it's a feel good thing to do. And anything that makes you feel good, anything that fills the glass up, should be done more of. So spend time with loved ones. And then the last one, save. And the reason why I put save on there, for me anyway, is because money in the bank kind of takes stress away. If you're constantly living paycheck to paycheck, and I understand it's a very hard time at the minute with that, and you might have no other option to live paycheck to paycheck. But like, I always talk about getting stresses out of your life, and if you can save up a little bit of money and you've got a little bit of insurance, it's going to give you a lot more sort of clarity of thought, and you're not going to be constantly stressing over every single bill, everything like that. And if you can take stresses out of your life, like I always say, it can have such a massive knock-on effect. So that's why I kind of put save on there. And just to remind myself to make sure to save as much as I can. And over the past few years, I have been very good at saving, and I don't really spend money on anything other than sort of things that are going to help me sort of grow. Like now, the only thing that I really spend money on is sort of camera, lenses, excuse me, microphone. I've got a new light to help make my camera look better. All these things that I'm spending money on to help myself grow and help sort of like the things that I'm working on grow. God, I stumbled a little bit then. But yeah, that's pretty much everything. And then at the end, I put "Watch your life 10x" because, like, if you compound all these things that I've just spoke about and you really work hard on them, your life, like, one of the things that sort of someone said, and I've watched it on something recently, it's just switch off for 6 months. Just really focus on the things that you really want to focus on. Don't let outside distractions distract you from doing what you want to do and focusing on what you want to achieve. If you just switch off, go all in, and really put the effort in, you can achieve whatever you want to achieve. And that's how I'm going to end this podcast. Hope everyone has a great Saturday. And yeah, we'll speak soon. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please leave a rating or like it on YouTube and subscribe if you're on YouTube. But yeah, have an amazing Saturday and we'll speak soon.